Bunny, honey, here I am. Oh, I'm so glad you can meet me here at the Better Bean at the mall. You know, can you imagine how we survived our entire lives before this, drinking that bad five and dime coffee? How did we survive? Where did we used to go? The Patchwork Quilt Cafe, that's right. They had those blue frill curtains. They never washed them. We had to drink cup after cup. Here at the Better Bean, I just need one little old cup. It's so black and rich. Oh, oh. Do you think this coffee's from South America, Bunny? You see that sign? It says that the best bean comes from Northern Africa. The Arabica, they call it, makes best coffee. Let's just sit down over here, Bunny. Honey, that's a big cup of coffee, Bunny Peters. Is that a jumbo? What, you're just going to live on coffee until you lose weight? But, Bunny, you're a big gal. There's nothing wrong with that. You've just always been a big gal. Well, I'm not going to argue with you about it. I'm in too good of a mood. Let me try yours. Oh, oh, it's so good. Thank you. Do I? Well, I feel 40 years younger. I feel like the old Paula Renard with no Folsom at the end of my name. No, I haven't decided to leave him. I'd keep the house if I did. He'd have to leave. But anyway, Paul's on another you-know-what kind of business trip to New York City, and I don't care two figs what he's doing. Oh, well, it's all to do with losing the wedding ring down the disposal. You remember how I called you, and I was upset, and you said, well, go ahead and call that garbage disposal man. You like him so much, and you implied, well, I know you didn't outright say it, Bunny Peters, but you implied, well, I had already called him because, you know, it made sense. He installed the garbage disposal. I lost the ring down it, so I had already taken your advice before you gave it. So he came by, and first he tried draining it and then going around and putting that hooky thing down the pipe. Well, I know you know all this, Bunny, but I'm just trying to tell you the sequence of events. Oh. Now, do you want to hear or don't you? Well, all right. So then he sat down at the table, and Beverly gave him a glass of iced tea, which she had made, and then he said he'd come back and try again. So he kept coming back, and each time there was no luck, and Paul was never there, and then he started coming by around 6, which is when Beverly leaves, and we just talk, you know. No, not really about anything, just, oh, well, we talked about that new townhouse village that they're building over the old meadows and churches. Different style churches that people like going to. And well, Bunny, one day, Paul phoned from Zurich to say that he was coming back to the U.S., but not flying back to Virginia, but rather stopping over in New York. And I was just so fumed up for the trillionth time in this long marriage. And then, just then, Reuben came by, and I gave him a slice of cherry pie, which I had baked myself. Beverly didn't make it. It was my recipe. And he just sat there eating it and exclaiming how good it was. And then he came to that last forkful of pie, Bunny, and he just held it in front of me. And then he just slid it right in my mouth before I could stop him. We did. Oh, Bunny, I can't believe I could do such a thing at my age. He's 12 years younger than me. You don't think that's bad? Good, good. But Bunny, he's not my husband. We were taught that that was wrong. Oh, Bunny, I knew you'd say that. I knew you'd say the heck with what we were taught. Oh, such good coffee. But I don't know. I still think it's wrong. Well, Bunny, there's just one little old thing. Oh, I can't tell you. No, he's not. He's divorced. He's a good man. He sent his son to college with the garbage disposal business. He's kind. He's polite. Bunny, he's like nothing I've ever known, and yet he's so familiar to me. He's black. Oh, Bunny, he's one of them. Bunny, don't get up and leave, Polly. I'm your friend for 50 years. Bunny, Suzanne Peters. Don't desert poor Polly. Polly, want a cracker? Polly, want a cracker? Young man, I'd like a fresh cup of coffee. Java brew? No milk this time. I take it black now. Hee! In this nice weather we've been having?
What I want to know is, why'd you pick him up when we don't even have enough room for our own?
I told him, because he's a good kid. He needed a ride. Haven't you ever needed something in your life?
Need! Joey, I need a new freaking life, huh? I need a wash machine for all your children's dirty clothes. I need a new floor in the dining room. I need a...
You need a new set of lungs.
Joe Jr., hand your mother her cotton. Since your father's a freaking creep who picks up freaky low-life hitchhikers.
That's it. I'm pulling over.
This is the Jersey Turnpike.
This kid does not have to listen to this. This is too embarrassing. You're embarrassing me, Ed, for that.
Good.
Kid, I'm sorry. I gotta drop you here.
But, this is the Turnpike.
Get out!
Sorry, kid, I can't take it no more.
Whatever.
See what you did, Joey. You made a bad situation worse.
Shut up.
Mommy, Mommy, Joe Jr. hit me.
Shut up, all of you.
Oh, ye pagan goddess of the turnpikes, abet me, deity dudes, in my hour of need. Where are you going? Hermes. Anywhere! Get in.
The luminous legends, dude. Sir?
They nada. Where are you going?
Oh, New York City is my final dest,
and New York City it shall be. We are listing that way as I speak. You're in luck.
Agent.
What's your name? Puck.
Skeeter.
As in the mosquito.
Right on.
Do your friends call you that because you annoy them in the mold of that insect?
How'd you know that?
I've been around.
And around and around and around he go. Where are you gonna stop? Nobody gonna know.
We're scared. Who's that? Don't freak. Don't freak. That's only Kazakaka, my ward, the adopted son of my ex-lover, Abraham.
Oh, are you gay?
Homosexual. I've been one for years, and I'm not going to go gay now. Call me fairy. Call me faggot. If you like, you may call me nasty old faggot. But call me.
Condolences on the expiration of your lover, Abe.
Oh, no. He's alive.
Then why'd you adopt Kabzakuka?
Don't know.
Well, where's your ex-lover?
Not entirely sure. Last I heard, his mental derangement went out of range, even for the Buddhists at the Buddhist farm. And they packed him off to the asylum, somewhere in New Hampshire, I hazard.
Treading up a mountain, a cement mountain, I came across 6 archangels with corrugated aluminum wings. I asked them their names, and they said their names were Fredo, like the brother who gets killed in the Godfather movies, Junko, as in junk bonds, Parmesetti, as in the Parmesan cheese you buy to shake on your spaghettis, Lisa, a common name, Bad Breath Mouth, a name of self-evident origins, and Wendell, to signify nothing. Those were the names of the 6 archangels. I got on their metallic monkey backs, and we flew down to McDonald's and had McMuffins. It was a nice day. The sun behind a net of clouds looked like a leaking, rusted gas tank afloat in a burnt red ocean. I smiled at the day as it came to a close. Daddy Julian, can we go to McDonald's?
No. Go back to the land and nod. You're freaking out, young Mr. Kerouac here.
What would be the origin of Kabusakok's name?
Kabzakaka, short for Cabeza de Caca, means shithead in Mexican. We picked it up when we were living in the Sierra Madre, au natural. 10 years. thin air. Pure drugs. No friends. Should have stayed.
Raging. And your name's Julian.
You're sharp, mosquito boy. You're bright as a penny. Say, you're not of these orthodoxic eastern states, are you? You're from the utopic west.
Correcto. Oregon.
White supremacist encampments. You a Nazi?
Nah. Are you?
No, just checking.
Yeah. Well, I come the coast. I mostly loiter down Cali way. I rave. Heard of that?
Heard of it. I invented it in Dream in 1949.
Is that on the veritable side of the slope?
Christen, Detective Spade. I've already told you I'm a 70-year-old faggot. Why would I lie about inventing the raving movement?
It's called rave, as in I rave, we rave, radical raves, brother, rave on, brother, rave on, etc.
I get it, Alfonso. Allow me to introduce myself. Julian Pritchard Beach. And this is my car, Miranda.
Beauteous car. What's the age on her?
Miranda is 35 years old and a virgin.
Right on.
Are you a virgin? Don't freak. I'm a fairy, not a pedophile. I don't care for boys under 40.
Nah.
You've done the wild waltz. How many times?
Wolves. Countless.
Cuntless?
Nah.
Ah, so as far as fairy, you are a virgin.
That'd be correcto.
Why are you going to the evil citadel, lad?
I'm paying a rite of passage type visit to my Aunt Jeanette. She's a healing professional of the pagan wave.
Who dwells,
North Manhattan.
East, west, west, east, know your geography.
26478 Street, near Lexington Street.
Ah, your Aunt Jeanette must have healed many rich sickies. Upper East Side, Manhattan, dig.
I guess.
My simpleton hallucinator and I roost out in a slum palace in the illustrious Flatbush 5, domain of Brooklyn. But seeing as you are at least partially a virgin, Miranda has consented to bear you to your aunties.
Repetitiously, I thank ye.
De nada, mosquite. De nada.
Daddy, the razor, the flower petals fall like foil of a baked sweet potato. To my eyes are heater coils, and I need to piss. But the river is dry, the river is flooded, the river is gone, the river is hot, and it's melting, it's melting.
Ah, you're choking me, dude.
The ice is melting.
Cabs-a-caca, off him, unhand the lad, off, off. This will give him a bad impression of our famous metropolis, Cabs-a-caca.
McDonald's!
Yes, okey-doke, McDonald's. Now unhand the child. He'll doze the rest of the way to McDonald's now. Sorry about that.
Pull over, dude, and let me the fuck out!
Skeeter, what's the trouble, kid?
On my hitch across this country, I've had enough attempts made on my life, my so-called liberty, and my pursuit of whatever to last me 3 lifetimes at the least. Let me out, I'll walk the rest of the way!
Don't freak. This is good for you. Welcome to our greatest, our maddest city. You'll like it. Calm down, dear. Stop crying, you twat addict.
Huh? But you're his dad, and you're not even straight.
What in heathen's name has that got to do with it?
Nothing. But you're supposed to be his dad, old dude, and he tried to strangle me.
He didn't mean it. Stop the car! Close the door. Close it or I'll crash the car. I'm 7 years old and I don't give one butt full of shit about buying it. Try me. You know what your trouble is, Hermes? You need a granddaddy. Tell you what, I'll adopt you too.
Could we go to a diner then, instead of a McDonald's?
Okie doke, I'll buy you a Coke.
Happy returns, dude. Rewind on how you invented rave.
There it is. There's New York City. You see it?
Yeah. I do. Of all the towns in all the world, why'd you have to end up in this one?
There's a Hojo's at the next exit. Strawberry shakes for one and for all. This is your first approach to the profane Mecca, Mosquite. You must savor the approach.
I am. Truth, most voraciously.
I can see that you are. I can see that you'll like it. Let's turn here. Put it off some moments more. Linger on the ledge of anticipation.
Bill came home after the war. And we were still officially married, you see, Sonia. Although I think we both privately knew that it had to be over. I was living here in New York City by that time, and I'd been nursing half-dead soldiers throughout the war, so Bill's state of mind wasn't at all a surprise. I'd fallen in love with almost all of the soldiers whom I nursed. I hadn't the heart to have a romance with any of them. Trading promises seemed such an insult at that stage. Do you understand at all, dear? Was he? Your ex-boyfriend was in Vietnam. Well, then I'm sure you do. You're very sensitive, Sonia. I can see that. Why are you standing? Sit down for your break. For God's sake, don't stay on your feet. What's that? The tuna? Connie, yes, I'd like some more hot water for my tea, please, and whatever Sonia would like. Well, then I'll be happy to pay for it. How do you tolerate working with ruffians like Connie here at the Blue Ship Diner? He's your brother-in-law? Constantinopoulos is your brother-in-law? Is your husband Greek, dear? Let me see your wedding ring. Oh, that's very nice. That's very nice. A macho? Is he a macho, your husband? Yes? Well, then you'll enjoy the story of how I divorced Bill. Bill was discharged, and he came immediately back to New York. And first, we went for supper with my parents, which was, naturally, god-awful. So we're in a cab on the way back, and Bill was boarded with an army chum because I was still living in the women's residence at the time. And Bill turns to me and he says, you know, Violet, tomorrow I think I'm going to go and buy myself a brand new hunting rifle, and then Roy and I, that was his army chum, are going to go for a hunt on the weekend. Well, I thought this was a particularly idiotic plan, but I'd spent my girlhood summers in New Jersey on my uncle's estate,
And my uncle was a hunting man, you see. And he often took me along. I'd go almost anywhere and do almost anything to get away from my immediate family. All of them, my father, my mother, my brothers, my sisters, terribly nice, terribly dull. But my uncle was a different sort. He was stern and cross and rather a cruel man, in fact, but he enjoyed life. Well, at any rate, he enjoyed killing things, and he taught me how to do it. How to skin and trim and quarter a deer. So I said to Bill Wright, well, I'll come with you. Bill didn't like this, despite, perhaps on account of the fact that he was a writer, which meant that in essence he was a bookish fop of a man, he had his heart set on doing mannish things. I'd have thought the war would have cured him of that, but I found out differently. So Roy, another fella Sam, his girl Joan, and Bill and I all went and stayed in a lodge somewhere outside of Poughkeepsie. And I got myself up first thing the first morning in trousers and big flannel shirt and boots. And I said, I'm coming with you. And Bill said, what are you doing? Stay here at the lodge with Joan. Keep her company. Be a good sport. So I did. Joan and I sat there all day in the main room at the lodge. I still remember what it looked like. Yeah, there was the fireplace, and there was the plaid couch with plaid pillows, and oil paintings everywhere of Scotsmen in kilts. We couldn't figure that part out. We spent half the day talking about it. Joan was a snappy girl. She had lipstick that was redder than mine. And let me tell you, Sonia, mine was red, very red. And I still remember this day what she wore. She wore a red tartan jacket with matching blue silk jodhpurs and a little blue tartan hat pinned in her black hair. The men all hated it. I thought it was grand in an impossible to wear sort of way, but somehow she wore it, so I thought it was grand. So Joan and I sat there all day. First we ordered breakfast, then we ordered lunch, then we ordered drinks. And the sun went down and men still hadn't returned. We thought we'd wait for the fellas to come back before we ordered supper. So we ordered another round of drinks. And it got quite dark outside, and we pulled a little quilt around ourselves, and we ordered, naturally, another round of drinks, and another, and another. We ordered several more rounds of drinks. We were cross by the time the men came back at 11:30, not to mention starving. They brought a deer, but it hadn't been properly killed. They were covered in blood from it. They hadn't trussed it properly. And something was terribly wrong, but they wouldn't tell us. Are you interested, dear? Or would you rather rest during your break? No? Good. Connie, more hot water for my tea, please. Baldeck, stop wriggling about in my lap, if you don't mind. Good poodle. So Joan and I saw all this when we wobbled out into the yard at the back of the lodge. There was an open sort of shed there for stringing up the game. Now, apparently they'd shot the deer in the wrong place below the gut and then argued about how best to kill it. That's as much as they would tell us. It was some inscrutable point of honor or other. Oh. Apart from being stewed, I was suddenly quite angry when I saw the deer still had a bit of life left in it. Joan was screaming at Sam. I shook her and I told her, get the men washed up. And then I took Bill's gun and I shot the deer in the heart. The men went all silent. I kept hollering at them, will you please tell us what on earth is going on? They wouldn't look at me. They'd only look at Bill. Next morning, Bill sat on the edge of our bed, and he said to me, Violet, I can't be married to your sort of woman. And I said, what sort of woman is that? A woman who would kill a deer that way. And I said, well, I can't be married to a man who wouldn't. And so we were divorced.
Isn't that swell? Oh, don't be so horrified, dear. I was remarried and divorced at least twice after. How's the tuna, Sonia?
Sable, Sable, how do I shift it?
Just shift.
This is so excessive. Would you do it for me?
Here. Watch out for that van.
Rad. Your parent GW is stoked. Did you tell them that you're teaching me to drive?
Bling, bling, bling. Of course not. Close, take your foot off the gas.
Which foot is it?
That one.
Oh, my God. Rad.
Are you sure you want to go up there?
Right on. It's only 20 miles up the coast.
We could have stayed and cruised.
Yeah, I like driven around Main Square and loitered with all those tweakers and gotten radically catatonic. What are you putting in?
The new S.J. Salome tape, Sunburn.
Rad. John, just telephone call at 3 o'clock in the morning and you say you don't love me anymore. So let's just lie.
Lie at the sun. And
hope we don't
get sunburn.
That was so spasmodic and rare and burning with rage when SJ jumped off the jack-in-the-box and flew over that parking lot with those wigs singing this and suicide watch actual death was all there being all. You mean she didn't get smushed? This isn't a suicide like
I love that show to excess. You have no idea how trauma-like that suicide watch news crew was the night that you drowned at the rave. Are you sure you want to go back there?
Don't keep being all, are you sure, are you sure? What are you so trepidatious on?
I just feel like maybe that beach is cursed.
Why? Watch out! But why? Because I almost drowned or because of the dead sea lion or what? What? What's up with that man? But I... Well, what? Ah! Oh, God!
I better drive.
Okay, let's tweak. I need to get tweaked.
Bad. Maybe that was a bad omen, and we shouldn't go.
Tune your ear, Sable. Ever since that night, I am being haunted by Cobain, the friendly ghost. He wants something for saving me from the frisky sea and bringing me to the Brussels sprout fields.
What I don't get is why is he all the way down here in Cali when his thing happened all the way up by Puget Sound?
Maybe it's an ocean thing. I don't know. That's why I want to go back to the Brussels sprouts and see if there's a sign.
A sign of what?
Ever.
Get out the map.
Okay. Oh, it's all plastic wrapped. What do we need a map for if we're just going straight up the coast?
To look for a sign up our spines. Why is Cobain haunting Queen Calithia?
because the cliffs are far or near. Yeah! In Kali, 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 Shiva. Kali is the end of the calendar. Cliffs of flowers, fornicating. Yeah! Eureka, Manteca, Vacaville, Yuba. Vacaville, Yuba, ha ha, Vacayuba. Vacayuba! Bakersfield. Bakersfield, ha ha. Shake and bake, shake and bake, shake and bake and quick, 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 quick. Back to Cali. Nah, let's leave her. Nah, yeah. Cause she's shaking and she's quaking and she's coming down, 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 down. Right on. We have to start our own band. We are way better than S.J. Salome without a grave doubt. It's totally our karma, but first we have to decide what instruments, and we have to learn how to play. No, first we have to devise our name. I know.
What?
How about the Tweakers?
Yeah?
Yeah, because we're always tweaked when we write our songs.
Sounds placid to me. The Tweakers?
Oh, you're just blacking on the neck slope. Ha! Now you're talking all surf rave. Yeah, like that dude Skeeter you're so ultra slobbery over. He's a surf rave. No. Yes, he is. He's all, let's slide off on the copulating side of the slope, girl dude, and all like that.
He said that to you?
Yeah. I was the one getting all slithery with him before I drowned and you scarfed him off me, you trespassing tangerine tart.
Well, if he ever comes back, then you can just have him. If you're gonna get all Juliet Lewis.
I'm not getting all Juliet Lewis. In point of fact, you're twinging more than a tad Jennifer Jason Leigh. This is just waxing all single white female. Tune your ear, Sable. You can have him, all right? He's yours.
No, you can have him.
Never mind. Whatever.
Here's the Brussels sprouts farm. We're here.
Oh, raging. These are all the Brussels sprouts. I was all playing in them all engrossively and rapping with them and shit. I thought I was all underwater until the state troopers came. Whoa, hey, hi, Brussels sprouts, hi.
Ella es la misma?
Sí, la loca de nuda.
¿Seguro es la misma chica?
Sí, seguro.
¿Seguro?
Sí.
Pregúntale sobre el espectro.
Sable, oh, these are the farm worker dudes who found me and called the troopers. Hey, hi.
Pregúntale. My friend want to tell you, you make no sleep, come awake, espíritu, fantasma.
Oh, God. They're talking about a ghost.
Yes, he is ghost. He say, hi, Sam Cobain, the friendly ghost.
Oh, God. This is too overly fiended. See, Sable, I told you I wasn't being all deluded. I told you that he was realistic.
I can't believe it. This is rare. This is uncooked.
¿Él lo conoce?
Sí. The ghost.
You know? The espectro?
Yeah, everybody does. It's Cobain.
Yes?
Cobain? Nirvana? Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Yes, music he like. He come from there, El Pacifico, the ocean.
Yes, he is haunting me.
We also. He's haunting.
He wants something.
What?
He.
Oh, qué lástima. Murió en pecado mortal. He give he head. You give you head. Sí, un sacrificio.
I just finished studying about Aztecs and Western days and ways, and I think we should get back in my parents' VW clothes. I'm being crucially realistic. These are Mexicans, Sable.
Yeah?
you need to give him something to make him sleep. Yes?
I understand. I'm leaving without you, Claude. I'm leaving without you. Wait.
Wait. Hay una brasa sprout para ti.
Gracias.
Gracias. Gracias.
I'm leaving without you, Claude. Let's speed. Let's speed. Bye.
Bye-bye. Qué raro, ¿no? Sí, qué raro.
Rashid, this is my nephew, Ezekiel.
Skeeter.
What?
Skeeter.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Skeeter. He likes to be called Skeeter now. He hitched all the way across the country. Isn't that mythic? Well, he's only 16. He's from Oregon. My little sister, she lives in Oregon. Well, kids these days, what can you do? Oh, here comes this little poodle. I love this, honey. Look, this poodle comes out of the diner. Watch. See? He buys a pack of Chesterfields every day. It's the poodle from the diner, Rashid. Yeah, here, give me the Chesterfields. And then he goes back in the diner. I love that. I always imagine there's some old lady in there that smokes Chesterfields or something. Give me a soft pack of Merit 100. No. The other box, the plastic wrap pack, the plastic's off that one. Who knows, right? Can't take any chances. No newspaper, Rashid. You know me. I can't absorb these worldly vibrations this early in the morning. Huh? Well, that's true. Bye. Have a nice day. He's right, Skeeter. I never read the paper. Ever. Don't tell your Ma Linda that, because she's very political. Out there on the West Coast, it's a different climate for people in the craft. Here we mostly do seminars, like the one I'm teaching today, Reigning the Inner Domain. It's about taking control, inside, inwardly. Oh, honey, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to spill coffee all over you.
That's all right. Are you all right, Aunt Jeanette?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm fine. Now, here's some money. Taxi! Taxi! I just hate to leave you alone like this on your first day, but have a good time. Be careful on the streets. If you get lost or something happens, focus on cobalt blue. That's your protector being's color. Or call a cop. I'll see you back at the apartment. Have fun.
All right, but in scrutinizing your continence, I must announce I infer a love trouble of some type.
You and your fucking mother are too piercing. All right, Ezekiel, if you must know, Auntie Jeanette is having an affair.
Raven?
Not so raving. I'll tell you about it later, back at the apartment. Bye! Epiphany Institute, 51st and Madison. And step on it. Bye, sweetie!
Bye, Aunt Jeanette. Hello, New York City.